Paul and Peter and all. He said that God has highly exalted him. You understand? And Peter 3:20-21 said he's gone on into heaven. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. And they declare that he has sat down on the throne. At the right hand of God. You understand? And God did spirit of God. He just went in there in 1844.
You understand? And here, these other people here, they're saying the same thing. You understand? Almost all the books that you can get up, see, they're saying, you understand? Making just as bad and broad a mistake. And I'm showing you how to prove it. You understand? You see that now? Now, I'm no way near done with this. Okay? No way near done with this. You understand? But I want you to catch this. Now here's what I want you to catch. I want you to catch this demillennium that you're talking about is going on all the time.
Yeah.
You understand? It's not way down here at the end in the millennium. You understand? Now then they say he'll come back.
Sure.
See, instead of his kingdom on car mine, you understand? They don't know what they're talking about. Instead of his kingdom on earth. You understand? And the dead will be raised. And he'll set up on a stool around here, you understand, and reign with them 1,000 years. Before fire come down. You understand the righteous. Seeing people running around with their handkerchiefs. You know, I don't know. You don't know what it's all about. Then you won't let nobody tell you nothing. You understand? Now look at this, what I did. See, I told you where the universe in its totality, you understand, was a sanctuary. I told you where Messiah was a sanctuary. You understand? I showed you where this tabernacle is a sanctuary. I showed you where this temple is a sanctuary. And we just throw this out here now. You're down here with two. And you are. Anathema. You understand? It just don't make no difference. You understand? Mm-hmm.
Right.
You see? Mm-hmm. Now, BC 457, let me wind this up. BC 457, down here, comes down to 8030. Every Bible you got in this place, I don't care what kind it is. I just don't care where it comes from. Open it and look at it and see. Mm-hmm. See, that's one way of telling something about it, ain't it? See, you got them. You got all kinds, yeah. See, and this is what they done, Roger. They said that B.C., they said, someone say he went in his ministry at 26. Psalm 27, ain't that what that book said?
Yeah.
Ain't that what your King James Version said?
Right.
Ain't that what your Catholic Bible said? Stop no arguments with me. Mm-hmm. See, he couldn't do that. That's got to be wrong.
That's right.
Because the law itself said he couldn't do it until he was 30 years old.
Right.
And Luke said that. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the chronology in your life. Not what's written in the Bible itself. Luke said that in the second chapter of Luke, I believe it is, it had come to pass when he was about 30 years old that he went to God. You understand? 30 years old. See, now if he's going to fulfill the law, he can't go in that 26. He can be as low as at 25, mm-hmm. Not a high one. Mm-hmm. You see, he's the apostle and high priest of our protection. Bro. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? Don't say that Hebrew was wrong. Have you got it that way? What does it say?
In this Bible, it's 26.
Where's the verse to where Luke said this here? What verse is that? Whoever got it, read it.
3:23.
Huh?
Luke 3:23.
Luke?
That's
right. Now watch now, I want you to see what I'm after. So you don't sleep. I said the temple for the Herodian, the foundation for the Herodian temple, was laid 16 years before he was born. Now you tell me how you explain that. Understand? You can explain that to me, and you can have the floor. You can tell me how you explain the sanctuary before the sanctuary is even born. See, and even the bishop asked if he could give nothing out on the earth. He wanted out of his stuff, no, I passed too long, so it's all in the
right.
So all in danger, the baby is walking around from birth on until he hung out down the cross. Mm-hmm. Every year, the sanctuary is defiled every year until he died.
Right.
That's what got it. See, that little car of mine you got, that don't mean nothing to me.
Right.
See, and you can't do no arguing with me. See, and if you jump up, all you do is get out of yourself, and I don't care where you come from. Even if you are dropped down from heaven, that's what you're going to get down here. You see what I'm talking about? Gonna get smart?
Yes, sir.
See, you're talking to the Creator embodied in you. You're trying to tell me I don't know what I've done? Now, let me turn that. See, I told you there wasn't nobody that could tell anything about the thing but God himself.
Right.
Now, it must be. Now, here's what I mean by what I just said. I mean that you are God yourself incarnated in a physical body when you come to yourself and realize who you are.
That's right.
See, I don't have no sense. Whatever I said I was, that's you.
That's right.
Now the only difference is, you see, I'm conscious of you, and your other difference of you and that. Now that's what the difference is. Somebody said, well, listen here, man. You understand that you be careful, you run your big mouth, you understand? Well, you find that in the Bible. Well, John 10:35. Said I not in the law, ye are God.
That's right.
Yeah, you understand? Then in the law I said too. Said I in the law. See, that just took them people, do you understand? No, he was the one that's incarnated that spoke of it in the law. They didn't realize that. And so it said, sir, not in the law. It went right on over their head. That you are God. Well, how could you say that I'm blaspheming? Because I said I was a son of God. You're the big guy.
You see what I mean?
That's when a man comes to himself. Now 23 and 23, 46. 16 years before he was born, that's the last temple. You understand? And he went in his ministry. See, get that?
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got 46 years. Now then he was 3 years in his ministry. Mm-hmm. That makes it 49.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Now if you multiply that, you understand? That's right, you got 49, that's right. See, now that's 49 years is 1 week, 434, that's 62 weeks.
Right.
See, then he confirmed the covenant with many for 1 week,
right.
See, which is 7 years. Right. So then it's split here, you understand? You understand? It's split here, you see, and brought down in here on each side, the cross, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now this is the thing they can't do, you see, the 4 years there, you see, and that makes the seven.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And it brings it on down to here. Now, you see here, Freddie? Now, when you put this 7, then this 432, so here, that's 483 years.
Mm-hmm.
483. Now, Trainer, the Jew says this. He said the Messiah was cut off at the 483rd year. That's 7 years short. You see? Now watch me. Now watch me now. See? Now if that could work. See, this, you see, you run the 490-year period here, you understand? But you see, I'm just running them all along.
Right.
I'm running them from back here to the east. You get them right down there. I'm running them all the way. I'm running them up in that Stephen. I'm building tabernacles and everything else, you see? And you walk around all the time, and what you're reading in your book ain't nothing but a recitation of this. That's just the purpose of God unveiling himself in. You understand? And I kind of put you before even down in the river.
All right.
You hear me say I had a vision and a revelation. I'm the revealer of secrets.
All right.
Time to go home now.
Yes, it is. It's time to go home. See, do you realize who you are? You understand what you're talking about? When you come out, there's no excuse up there, there's no excuse up there.
And look, we told you then, this ain't nothing else but just a revelation. You don't have to do that. You think you've got to come place to knock your brains out and go head on and drag you right back into the church, you see, make it miss. You understand what I'm talking about? You see that now? You see? Now, this man, let me say this in a minute. This man asked me, you understand? You see it on the subject. Come down here. So Adam and Eve, where he deeply fell. Now that woman was in that man. All on over here, on this side over here. That woman was in that man.
Annie.
Just a place where he's taking out the ground.
Annie.
Now that's that double operation on that day. See, that woman was in that man. Look, because Jesus beat the call on him. And that man took that woman out of him. Then he presented the woman to her. Right?
Right.
Now here is Messiah. He's the man. See, understand?
Right.
And inside there, guess what Messiah is? Nothing else but repeating it right back over again.
Right.
The function of him inside there. See, he went on with me. Understand? Right.
Yeah.
You see? Understand? And very in the morning, he raised from the dead. Here comes that woman.
Woman.
Get that woman. The first day of the week, here he comes, presented the church. Now you got the star.
Yeah, that's right.
Those things.